Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Bridgestone Weatherpeak. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, here we go on a Thursday live in Los Angeles. This is The Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. We got everybody from Bob Stoops on the show today. Michael Vick will break down the schedules. You know, Joy, 25 years ago, when I started in this business, I was way more into the draft than everybody else was. I was just obsessed about it, to the point where I've had people come up to me years later and like, I like the draft because you were so into it. Not that I've led people to the draft, but I was I would talk about it February and March and April 20 years ago, and I also loved the schedule, and I was mocked for years for making a big deal out of the schedule. And now networks give the whole night to the schedule. It absolutely matters who you play when you play them. It absolutely, coaches will tell you, they look and where's the bye? Our offensive line's young. Where are the worst pass rushes? So I last night I sat there, it was candy. It was so much fun for me.
Well, you know, You're America's truth teller.
Yeah.
You're an innovator.
Honesty broker.
Yeah, honesty broker. You're ahead of your time.
A little bit, yeah. So the schedule matters. Let's get past that. It, of course, matters. It absolutely can change everything. And every year, everybody's like, this is the hardest schedule. This is the easiest schedule. And I never understand that based on last year's winning percentage. Teams aren't the same. They get new coaches. They get new coordinators. They get new players during the draft and free agency. I never understand taking last year's winning percentages and then going, okay, that's the Steelers had the toughest schedule. I looked at the Steelers' schedule. It's not the toughest schedule. I don't even think it's top five. I'll give you two examples of what I consider easy schedules. And these are both really talented teams. These are easy schedules. And both these teams have an over-under 9.5 wins. Let's take New England. So what does Bill Belichick feast on? Young quarterbacks. Bill Belichick in his career in New England, 80% wins against quarterbacks in their first or second year. Go look at their schedule. They face six quarterbacks in their first or second year. Tua in the opener, then Zach Wilson. A few weeks later, Zach Wilson, Justin Herbert. End of the year, Trevor Lawrence, Tua. You could put down 6-0 or 5-1 there. Also, six other quarterbacks. Belichick's been running the same defensive system forever. He's got it down in stone. Six other quarterbacks who have either a new coach or a new system. The Saints, Houston, Carolina, Atlanta, Tennessee, and the Colts with Wentz. So those guys aren't new quarterbacks, although Belichick has owned a few of them. What they are, though, they got a brand new system. So 12 of the 17 games edge Belichick. Here's another thing. Belichick's best coach ever. Six games this year against first-time head coaches. Huge edge Belichick. Those are games coaching can win. He's looking at that. Young quarterbacks, first-time head coaches. Folks, that is a favorable schedule for New England. 9.5, I'll take the over. What was the other schedule I was really interested in? Cleveland. I thought Cleveland got a scheduling break. Now, Cleveland has to face Kansas City in Arrowhead week one. No, that's the worst team to play in the NFL week one. Andy Reid off a bye, Andy Reid in September. They're going to lose that. But if you look at the way, because Cleveland has New England on the schedule, Green Bay on the schedule, a tough division, Kansas City on the schedule. So it could have been brutal. It's not. It works in Cleveland's favor. So take the Kansas City game out 0-1. I said they need to get, they have eight new defensive starters or nine, right? They need a soft open to get those guys ready. Well, after Kansas City, dysfunctional Houston and Chicago and Andy Dalton, then Minnesota rebuilding, then a rookie head coach, Brandon Staley. Then they get Arizona, Denver at home and Pittsburgh at home. So after Kansas City, five of their next seven are at home. Don't have to travel. Don't have to lose any time there. And a lot of these are dysfunctional offenses. At the end of the year, we said they play back-to-back Ravens, but they get a break there. They get at Baltimore by Baltimore. But Baltimore doesn't get a bye in the second game. They face the Steelers before that second Browns game. Big edge Cleveland. Also the Raiders. We said the Raiders are much tougher to face in September and early October. They've been a giant killer. They beat the Saints last year. They beat the Chiefs. But they have died because they don't have the depth. They've died post-Thanksgiving. They get the Raiders later in the year. So I look at that and I think to myself, yeah, Kansas City is just everybody. Kansas City would beat everybody, including Tampa Bay, in a rematch of the Super Bowl with that rebuilt O-line. Kansas City, week one in Arrowhead, you don't want any part of that. After that, it's home games, young coaches. End of the year, they get a break and a bye with Baltimore. They get the Raiders later than early. And by the way, they also get Big Ben week 17. Big Ben's an older quarterback. They're not as good late as they are early, especially for a guy who's never, you know, manicured his body like Tom Brady. So I thought New England and Cleveland are 9.5 win over-under bets. I like the over on both. I thought they both got a scheduling break. That's how I rate schedules. All right, so here's the other story yesterday that made news, and I think we're kind of, you know, sometimes everybody talks about hot takes. I always say I'm a wet blanket. I always feel like I'm always like, settle down. So let me do a settle down here. Green Bay signs a one-year deal with Blake Bortles. Settle down. That's an indictment of Jordan Love. That's all that is. That's telling you Aaron's older. He's 37. He's been hurt more than once. They're just telling you Jordan Love's not ready. That's not telling you Aaron Rodgers is leaving. The Packers only carry two quarterbacks right now. They need a third. Aaron's older. He gets hurt. That doesn't tell you Aaron Rodgers is leaving. It's telling you Jordan Love, we don't think right now, is as good as Blake Bortles. That's the issue. By the way, yesterday, John Kuhn, former fullback for the Packers, came out and reiterated Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay is fixable. Why is that noteworthy? Because John and Aaron are boys. And that is the third close friend slash ally of Aaron Rodgers. James Jones, John Kuhn, AJ Hawk on this show have all used the word fixable. You think it's a coincidence? They're talking to Aaron. Also, the Packers' schedule came out. 5 primetime games and 6 afternoon games equals 11 total national TV games more than Dallas. Leagues always know what's up. Remember when James Harden and the Rockets weren't scheduled for Christmas? The league knew he's getting traded. Fertitta talks to Silver. He's getting traded. The league knows something here. They got a sense that Aaron's not going anywhere. Listen, Aaron is trapped. And I'm more of a rip the Band-Aid off guy. If somebody doesn't want to be with me, girl, quarterback, I'm out. There's a sea of people. But Aaron's trapped. Green Bay owns his rights for 3 years. Where's he going to go? I'm going to retire. I might go to Jeopardy. You got to stay out for 3 years. Also, trading Aaron Rodgers would be a wildly splashy move. If I say to you, what's the opposite of splashy in the NFL? You would say, Packers. There's no incentive to trade him because you can't get anything in return. What's Denver going to give you, Teddy Bridgewater? So the Green Bay roster is a collection of some veteran players who are very expensive. It's not a rebuild. You got contracts, guys you got to pay. It is not a rebuild. There's no incentive to trade him. You have his rights. You've been to back-to-back NFC championships. 3 of Aaron's friends are all using the exact word, fixable. It's not a coincidence. Here's what happened. 2 weeks ago, the story leaks. He's out of here 100%. Gone. 2 weeks later, all his friends. It's fixable. You know what this is. It's human. Aaron was humiliated on draft night a year ago. Humiliated. They drafted Jordan Love. Aaron was pissed. So he waited 1 year. Pew! He fired back. And he said, I'm going to hurt you like you hurt me. And it got real hot and everybody talked about it. 2 weeks later, Aaron's coming back. It's human. You humiliate me. I'm not going to forget. I'm going to humiliate you. What do they always say? I'll forgive. I'm not going to forget. Aaron, even his friends have acknowledged he can be a little petty, a little bit of a grudge holder. It's okay. A lot of people are. It's okay. No reason not to like him. But the NFL knows something. They got all these 11 games, national TV games. His buddies are all using the same word. The Blake Bortles thing. Come on. That doesn't mean anything. If anything, that's telling you they don't trust Jordan Love right now if Aaron got hurt. So I think everybody jumped to the conclusion he's gone. And I think, no, folks, where's he going to go? I mean, let's say you run the Green Bay Packers. All of us think we're armchair GMs. You run the Packers. Would you trade him to Denver? Yeah, I would too if Jordan Love could play. But the Packers said 2 days ago, quote, he's a long way off, unquote. The Packers just acquired Blake Bortles, telling you he's a long way off, unquote. Aaron's not going anywhere. All right. Tampa's not going 17-0. Let's slow down on that. Nobody's going 17-0. But I will tell you, there are 2 Super Bowl rosters, because we always talk about this. How many rosters are like Super Bowl rosters? There's always like 4 or 5, like Tampa Bay, Buffalo, Kansas City, San Francisco, Seattle's close. There are 2 Super Bowl rosters, though, I thought got a break with the schedule, and 1 Super Bowl roster that did not get a break. And there's only about 5 of those Super Bowl rosters in the NFL.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Navien tankless water heaters save big on your water bill, on space. They're high efficiency. Go to TanklessMadeSimple.com, TanklessMadeSimple.com. So 17 for 17, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are favored in every single game. A lot of them, 8.5, 9.5, 6, 7.5, 10, 6, 5.5, 4.5, 7. They're favored in every game. They will not go undefeated. First of all, there's some big trap games here. If you look at Tampa's schedule, week 3, they're at the Rams. By the way, that's a minus 1. That's the least they're favored in any game. So that's a coin flip game. They also face the Patriots at New England the next week. So they travel all the way to L.A., go back all the way to Boston. And then they come back and play Miami, which feels a little bit. Miami's used to that lousy humidity in September. That feels a little trappy to me. So you've got the Rams on the West Coast. Then it's Belichick, which you could overlook the Rams. And then after the Rams and the Patriots, you don't think there could be a little letdown for Miami? Absolutely. And Miami, let's be honest, defensively and special teams, you don't blow them out. They're in against everybody. Later in the year, they get the Colts on the road on a short week. They play the Giants Monday night football, come back home, travel short week, get the Colts on the road. That's no day at the beach. Then they get Buffalo at home, but in December, again, that's a coin flip game. I think Buffalo is one of the few teams that can match up toe-to-toe with Tampa Bay. So the other thing to remember is load management with 17 games. Bruce Arians tends to be very player-friendly. You know, he's not Tom Thibodeau, okay? He's not going to press you every practice. It's very likely that Bruce Arians gives they have receiver depth and defensive line depth. They're going to give tight end depth, linebacker depth. They're going to give some guys off weeks. You're not going to have a full-strength Buccaneers team. Now, they're good enough to do that and still win, but they're going to give some people time off. Also, Brady's old. Not just quarterback old, he's old. He just had knee surgery. So, you know, Tom is – there's no – you know, Tom talked, oh, I want to go 17-0. There's a lot of things people say. I can tell you this. You get old fast in life and in sports. Peyton Manning got old fast. Like, Peyton Manning went from Super Bowl to, oh, hell, Brock Osweiler is now starting and Peyton's on the bench. LeBron this year has aged very quickly. Not just getting injured, coming back, getting injured again. How many days is he going to tell us he's going to play with a high ankle sprain? So you age very quickly. Brady just had knee surgery. Brady gets dinged. There's enough good pass rushes on this defense. You got some Khalil Max, the Giants, Washington, Philadelphia, Aaron Donald, Colts now have a very good pass rush, the Saints. There's a lot of pass rushes here. By the way, the Jets defensive line is the strength of their team, Miami. So I don't buy 17-0. I think that Rams, Patriots, Dolphins, three-game stretch, nobody's going 3-0 on that. I don't see anybody going 3-0. And remember, a lot of what Tampa was last year, they were trying to find their way until they got lucky at the end of the year and played Atlanta a couple times in Detroit. They got their mojo going, and then Green Bay made a really bad coaching error. Green Bay had them on the ropes in Lambeau. And then they got another break because Eric Fisher got hurt and the Chiefs' offensive line was missing both tackles. I'm not saying this is not the best team in football, but they're not the 75 Steelers. This is not the 95 Nebraska Cornhuskers. Literally, their backups were better than everybody. This has an old, old quarterback, a coach who would be more than willing to give some guys some Sundays off or Mondays off. I think this is going to be a nice 13-14 win team. I think, I'll be honest, the team I look at and look at 17-0 is Buffalo. I thought they got a massive scheduling break. We'll talk about that later, Joy, with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, the Jaguars made some big additions this offseason. Obviously hired Urban Meyer and drafted Trevor Lawrence, number one overall. I'm not talking about Tim Tebow. But apparently, this was not enough to put them in the TV spotlight. The Jags were only given one primetime game Thursday, September 30th at the Bengals. It's been 13 years since Jacksonville had a Sunday night game.
So that's NFL Network. That's not even a Fox schedule, I don't think.
And the last time the Jags played on Sunday Night Football was in 2008. The last Monday Night Football game was 2011. Both are the longest streaks in the NFL. They open with the Texans.
Well, they have no national footprint. The networks are basically saying, can we watch this for a year?
Yeah.
And then we'll put you on television. So I don't think if I ran a network, I wouldn't put – I'm a diehard junkie football guy, so I'm interested in them. But I also think Carolina's fascinating. But there are about 7-8 teams that you can put on TV. You know, three of them from the NFC – well, you could put Kyler Murray on. All four from the NFC West that, you know, are interesting and captivating. But Jacksonville's kind of a let's wait and see for a year. Is this going to be a mess or work?
Well, like, Green Bay isn't a big market, but it's Green Bay.
Yeah, it's historic.
Yes.
Iconic.
So if you're going to be a small market, I mean, they have done everything, obviously, that they can to be relevant, but you have to earn some, you know, some national credibility. And so it's not terribly surprising. I do think that fans, NFL fans around the country, want to see what Urban Meyer and certainly what Trevor Lawrence do.
Oh, yeah.
But overall, as a team, there's not a whole lot else to be excited about.
Totally
agree.
So
this isn't terribly surprising. Now, next year it could be a different situation if they make some noise. But you always kind of feel like Jacksonville is... It's like it's always like not all the way there. Even when they went to the AFC Championship game, it was like... Well, yeah, I mean, nobody really, like, believes this,
Blake,
right?
Bortles was the long-term answer.
Yeah, I mean, my
answer.
Biggest fear was, like, are we going to have to watch a Jacksonville Super Bowl?
I was the same way.
Is that, like, that's I'm more concerned and about that than anything else.
And that wasn't even an interesting Jacksonville team. The Mark Brunell teams were kind of fun, but the Blake Bortles team was all defense. So it was a bad watch, but a good team.
So the Bears trade up in the draft to get Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields with the 11th pick. Head coach Matt Nagy says he recognized that special attention needs to be paid to how they insert him into the starting role.
we know what we have sitting in front of us with him, and we got to make sure that he has a successful entry plan, and we don't know how that's going to look. But at the same point in time, we have Andy Dalton on our roster, and you know Andy's come in here and done a really good job in these Zoom meetings, and he's really excited too to be a big part of this and see what he can do with us. And so it is unique; it's going to be different.
So their first game is at the Rams, then they have the Bengals at home, then they're at the Browns, Lions at home, at the Raiders, Packers at home.
Their schedule, and they also have a stretch.
Their bye week isn't until week 10.
Yeah, they also have a stretch where it's like they face, I think after Green Bay, they have to face like Tampa Bay. I thought their schedule, there was a break in the schedule about week 10 where they had a bye and then got a host Baltimore, Joy.
Yeah, so their bye is week 10.
And then they face Baltimore, I think, at home, and then Detroit after that. That, to me, was the softest landing for Justin Fields. But there was a point in there, it was like Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, 49ers.
So they have the Steelers and the bye, and then they have the Ravens, Lions, Cardinals, Packers, Vikings, Seahawks, Giants, Bears. Vikings.
So it's Baltimore out of the bye, if I remember, with Chicago.
Yes.
That to me felt like 2 weeks. Baltimore's pass rush, a little hit and miss. But again,
you think they can run with Andy Dalton until week 10?
And that's the whole thing. You're probably right. So I was talking to my buddy John Middlecoff, the scout, last night, and he said, listen, Chicago loves their football. They're not waiting 10 weeks with Andy Dalton.
No, I think if their bye was week 6.
Let me see their schedule again early. Let's see. So they lose. Let's say they lose to the Rams.
So this is up through week 6.
Okay, so they beat the Bengals, lose at Cleveland. They're 1-2. I say they beat Detroit. They're 2-2 at the Raiders. How about this? The Raiders is the deciding game. If you beat the Raiders, you're 3-2. If you lose 2-3, Andy's done. Justin's in against Green Bay. At least it's Green Bay at home. I mean, I know, but that's...
You're right, though. The way that their schedule plays out, there's really not a soft landing place to put him in. The bye is till week 10. I don't see them running with Andy Dalton until week 10. I don't know. I don't have the apprehension that most people have about getting rookie quarterbacks out there. Like, I think you learn to play football by playing football. I know there's some value to, you know, being eased in and, you know, not having to learn everything at once, NFL speed and how to be a professional. Like, I get it. But rookie quarterbacks have been starting for a long time. And, you know, they're usually not great. And that's fine.
Listen,
have a year or two to develop.
If you go to L.A. and lose, and you lose the following week in a shootout with Joe Burrow, Justin Fields is probably starting against Cleveland week 3. Chicago's too loud and too big of a city. You just can't go 0-2.
I mean, they're excited about him.
Of course.
Saw the reaction to, you know, Andy Dalton QB1. You traded up and got Justin Fields. I think you have to appease them.
Yeah.
So the Packers Aaron Rodgers saga is continuing. There was some belief that Rodgers was under the impression that the Packers had agreed to trade him at some point during the offseason. Well, according to a team source, the Packers regard the notion that Rodgers was told he'd be traded as unequivocally false.
So again, communication issues.
So Packers weren't even aware that Rodgers believed he'd be traded before reporting on this emerged. So yes, it's once again communication issues. I think that when I look at the whole scope of this situation, not only does it come down to communication, it's really just ego to me. Like, I didn't see any deterioration in Aaron Rodgers. He was in an NFC Championship game there, 13-3 the year before. He was still Aaron Rodgers. He's still in his prime. You just paid him, obviously. So what is the value of trading up and getting a quarterback in the first round? Well, you obviously feel like you're smarter than everybody else. Like, and to Nick Wright, I think Nick Wright made the most sense on this, that if the rift is between Aaron Rodgers and the GM, I mean, what are you choosing? I'm not advocating for people to lose their jobs, but he took a big swing with Jordan Love. That was a big, massive swing. I've not seen anyone say that was the right move to do, and certainly it offended Aaron Rodgers, as it should have. So what are the consequences of that? Jordan Love isn't ready to play. You just brought in Blake Bortles. There's communication issues everywhere. Like, what is the interior issue here? There's so many leaks.
Well, to me, this story is telling you, so by the Packers coming out and addressing this rumor, it's unequivocally false. So I got three different guys have said it's fixable. Aaron's friends are all saying it's fixable. Green Bay now releases. We did not say that. That is unequivocal. So you're seeing now they're coming together. So Green Bay is saying, this is communication. We would never trade him. So because that was Aaron's thing he was ticked off about.
Right.
So what you're seeing, folks, now is Aaron saying it's fixable. The Packers denying they even considered trading him. Aaron was ticked.
Maybe cooler heads are starting to prevail.
Yes, cooler heads. Now, 2 weeks ago, it was over. Everything is softened in the last 2 weeks.
It's probably a waste of breath to say that this could be a lesson for everyone moving forward, that communication is very important.
Vital in all relationships.
But I don't know that that's going to resonate.
Not to play a therapist here, but Joy and I are into that talking thing. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Lie News.
Michael Vick, 13 years, 4 Pro Bowls. Tried to get him on yesterday. Happy to have him on today. Is joining us live. Brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. So it's, you know, it's funny about the schedule. I think, listen, good teams win and bad teams don't. But there are times that, like, for instance, Cleveland faces Baltimore by Baltimore. But the second time they face Baltimore, Cleveland gets a bye. Baltimore has to face Cleveland, then Pittsburgh, then Cleveland again. And I'm like, oh, that's a scheduling break for Cleveland. When you were playing, did you ever look at, like for instance, in Atlanta, did you think, oh, we got to go up to the cold in December? You know, did you ever look at that stuff?
I was always looking for Philadelphia on the schedule. Where's Philadelphia? Where's Brian Dawkins? And then, of course, the Carolina Panthers, because they were the division rivals and we had to beat them in order to move forward in the postseason. And so I was always worried about Julius Peppers and where he was going to be and just the placement of that whole schedule. Like, everything was about timing, I felt like. And, you know, of course you look at the schedule, but then instantly you start thinking, well, when we get to this team, maybe this guy might be out or this guy might not be playing. And you kind of hang your head on that, Colin, for real.
You know, it's funny, Mike, that you mentioned Brian Dawkins. And the first thing Michael looked at is, who's the best DB and the best pass rusher? That's yes. Funny. So I said with Tampa, I said, I don't think they'll go 17-0. And there was a stretch where they go at the Rams, and then it's at the Patriots, and then it's the Dolphins. And I thought, you come off those big two road national TV games, you come home against Miami, you think you got it made, you got a couple guys banged up on the road. That is a trap game, a total trap game. But it is funny, Mike, I thought about this. In a 17-game schedule, I can see Bruce Arians, he's got his Super Bowl now, right? I can see him doing a little load management with some older players, Michael, and giving guys weeks off. Does that seem, you know, strange to you?
Not at all. I mean, when you look at Bruce Arians and his MO, he's all about protecting his players. And you can ask a lot of those veteran players, and I talked to a couple of them. You know, they were so pleased at the way that they went through the season in terms of taking care of their body and how Bruce gave the veterans some days off and gave them some time to just decompress and you know, get their bodies right, which is super important. So I don't think the record or going 17-0 or 16-1 is going to be an issue for Bruce Arians. I think it's about getting to the playoffs and getting there healthy.
So, you know, the Tebow thing is interesting. Everybody likes Tim. I get it. But it's funny, Mike, because it's one thing to be out of the league for 8 years. It's another to be out and then be asked to play another position. Now, I don't think Tim is the classic tight end. He's more an H-back. But now, But we did see a story yesterday where some of the Jags, even coaches, were like, oh, no. When you're rebuilding a culture, do you worry a little bit, Michael, that it feels a little collegiate? It feels like Urban going back to college a little bit.
That was my initial thought. You know, Urban kind of recollecting and, you know, saying to himself, what works, you know, and going back in time, but then snapping back into reality, knowing that this is the NFL, this is not college. And, you know, I like Tebow for a couple of different reasons. I like the fact that he has some experience playing H-back. He got familiar doing that in the Belichick system. So he knows how to play the position. But in terms of just toughness and you know, I would love to walk into a huddle and see Tim Tebow in my huddle at tight end because I'm going to feel protected. I know he's a guy that's going to give 100% effort and he's going to give it everything he got. Now, the tight end position to me is very delicate because I made a living with the tight ends, you know, throughout my career, you know, starting with Algie Crumpler. So he's not a guy that you can just plug into any position. You got to be real meticulous about where you place him.
You know, as we were through free agency, we're through the coaching hires, we're through the draft. You can sign a Blake Bortles now. But it's funny about Aaron Rodgers. People freaked out yesterday when the Packers signed Blake Bortles. And my takeaway was that's more about Jordan Love than it is about Aaron Rodgers. That's telling you.
That's competition.
Yeah, it's like we don't know if Jordan's ready to play. It is interesting, Mike. Three of Aaron's friends have used the same words publicly in a week. Fixable. How possible is it? Aaron was ticked off. He wanted to humiliate the Packers a little on draft night. Now he steps back and goes, well, hell, they own my rights. Where am I going to go anyway? This is the best team I can be. Do you think maybe like, because when all his buddies are saying fixable, that feels like Aaron, you know, we all have a temper, right?
We all do, and we all tend to go off the deep end sometime. And, of course, we want our ego stroked. And Aaron Rodgers, he certainly deserves that for the work he's put in the last 2 years going to the NFC Championship game and just falling short. But this is a situation I think is salvageable. You know, I woke up this morning saying to myself, I didn't think it was fixable because, you know, when an NFL quarterback says he wants out, most of the time he wants out for various reasons other than what could be taking place upstairs. It could be a bunch of different things. But, you know, I think, like you just said, Aaron's looking around the league saying to himself, okay, where am I going to go, you know, and find a Devontae Adams? Where am I going to go to find an offense that took me 2 years to get comfortable? Now I got to start all over. You know, that might not equate to success. So you start to look at yourself in the mirror and think about the things that's most important. And when you look at the team aspect of it, Aaron Rodgers is the missing piece. Jordan Love is not ready, especially with that schedule. They need Aaron Rodgers back so they don't look bad this year.
Yeah, it's a really interesting point by Michael. Is you if you go somewhere, even the smart veteran quarterbacks, like Matt Ryan took 2 years to figure out Kyle Shanahan's offense. Right. Aaron took, I mean, these are guys that understand the game. I mean,
smart guys.
Yeah, I mean, Bruce Arians, Brady, first 9 weeks, they didn't click. So do you want to give up a year of learning a system and not winning a Super Bowl? It's a good point. By the way, you know, it's funny, I see that Matt Stafford now has 10 national TV games. When you're a player, do you know when it's a national TV game? Can you feel it? Do you sense it?
Most definitely. I mean, it's what you're looking for. You always look at the schedule and seeing what games are prime time, you know, what games are on Fox, what games are on Monday night, because, you know, those are the games that you really have to show out for. And it's no excuses because you got the whole world watching. It's not local. You know, so, you know, it adds fuel to the fire, it adds more pressure, but you know, at the quarterback position is what you want. You got to be a show off.
Great stuff, Mike. Have a great weekend, great Friday and through the weekend, buddy. Thanks for coming on the show.
No doubt. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Yeah, I really do. Listen, Russell Wilson, it wasn't as ugly as Aaron Rodgers, but Russell, a couple times now, is squawk, 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 squawk. I'm going to list teams, and they solved it. They solved it. I tend to be, I'm like, if you don't want to be with me, I'm out. I'm good. But that's probably why I don't have the temperament to run a big company or something, right? Because I'm like, you don't like me, I'm out. That's good. I don't want to babysit you. But I think you have to babysit a little sometimes in sports. Aaron may have to step back and go, listen, this is small town USA. You know, I'm doing Jeopardy. Aaron, I think, has to go, all right, let me take a deep breath here. Denver, man, maybe that's not a great space for me. If I don't win, Peyton won, Elway won. What if I don't win? He's appreciated. I'll say this about Green Bay. This is the one thing. I've said this about Brady and Aaron Rodgers. The Patriots and the Green Bay Packers, better than anybody in the NFL the last 15 years, develop offensive linemen better than any team. Green Bay, whatever's in the sauce in Wisconsin, they draft guys. They don't draft first-round O-linemen. Third, fifth, sixth. Did you watch Corey Linsley play in college? I mean, he was a fifth-round pick. Became the best center in football. So don't over, you know, you can go to a town that's got more flash, got more stars. Not a lot of Devontae Adams out there. Not a lot of O-lines like Green Bay. By the way, people don't bother you in Green Bay. It's small town America. You pay nothing for a house, allows you to go buy a Malibu house. You know what I mean? There's a lot of value in playing at Lambeau Field. It's not hip. It's not cool. Grown men wear cheese hats. I get it. But I think Aaron also, I think Aaron's smart enough to look at it. We all have a right to blow up and go, man, I don't get hit much here. There's not a lot of Devontae Adams on the market. I mean, we don't know if Jerry Jeudy at Denver's any good. We think he'll be good. We don't know. Coming up next, I hate MVP talk, but I'll throw up the dark horse MVP thoughts. The NFL knows it's a story. They're putting him on TV early. The most fascinating player in the NFL this year. That's next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket.
Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
You know, one of the things I always try to appreciate is I've been very lucky in my career. I've had mostly really good bosses, and I've gotten really good support. And that's really, really important. You know, like all of us, you know, we get some breaks in life. And I've had mostly good breaks with the companies, the management. I've had a lot of stability. I had one brief two-year time in Tampa with an organization that was very chaotic newsroom. Nobody's fault. They had changed ownerships. It was a tire fire. And by the way, that was the 2 years where I struggled. And I even said with Odell Beckham, who I like, when Odell didn't have chaos in his life, Odell Beckham's been great, but he goes to Cleveland, end of New York without Coughlin. At LSU, he didn't have problems. He didn't have problems at LSU. He didn't have problems with Coughlin early. That wasn't a problem. He's somebody that he doesn't like chaos. So I always try to say, listen, dude, you've been lucky. I've been lucky about that stuff. And I mean, here's a prime example. Dak Prescott, and I like Dak, he inherited the best offensive line in football, Zeke, the biggest brand, and an offensive coach, Jason Garrett, who'd quarterback in the NFL. Matt Stafford inherits the worst franchise, not named the Cleveland Browns, the Lions, got Jim Schwartz, a defensive coach, with a terrible offensive line and no running game. I think Matt Stafford's more talented than Dak Prescott. So does every GM. Even Stephen Jones knows it. I don't resent what Dak's done, but he made $107 million last year. Dak did. He didn't even play much. The Cowboys, the O-line, Zeke, Jerry, middle of the country, America's brand. That's a break. He got a good break. Matt Stafford, super talented, could not have gotten a worse situation. So Matt Stafford has been invisible for 12 years in Detroit, except Thanksgiving. I mean, literally invisible. What's fascinating is Matt Stafford now, look at this Rams schedule. Bears, NBC national TV. 2 weeks later, Buccaneers. My guess is it's on Fox, America's Game of the Week. 2 weeks later, Arizona, Fox, Amazon, 520, Game of the Week. Start looking at this. NBC, Monday Night Football, Niners. Green Bay Packers, Fox. At Arizona, that's an ESPN Monday Night Football. Seahawks, Fox. That'll end up being America's Game of the Week, I would imagine. At Baltimore, San Francisco. Those are 10 national TV games for Matt Stafford. This is very Kevin Garnett. Kevin Garnett was great. We didn't talk about him for 10 years in Minnesota. He goes to Boston. He was the most discussed big in the game for 5 years. Every playoff game, we were all glued on that. Doc Rivers, Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen. Kevin had always been great. But he ended up in Minnesota. And that's where I feel for pro athletes. I know, they're all rich, blah, blah, blah. But God, some guys get breaks. I mean, Dak, I love him, but he inherited three Hall of Famers on the offensive line in their prime and Zeke. And a coach who'd been a quarterback. And by the way, an owner who loves offensive players. Jerry loves offense. I'll get him more weapons. Matt Stafford goes to Detroit, and they can't, I mean, nothing works. Defensive coach, bad O-line, no running game. Listen, Mike Trout is great, but he's invisible with the Angels. What if Mike Trout was with the Yankees and had a Hall of Famer hitting behind him? You couldn't throw him off speed. And by the way, when Mike Trout comes up for the second, third, fourth time, there's runners on base because the Yankees have bought all-stars. I mean, if you ever think about Mike Trout's numbers, if he was in New York and he had Hall of Famers behind him, more guys on base. I mean, Mike Trout I don't think he's won a playoff series. I mean, so again, Mike Trout's great. How great could he be? Matt Stafford's talented, but good God, he gets a culture upgrade, a coach upgrade, an O-line upgrade, a receiver upgrade, Cam Akers, a running back upgrade. Now, the division's tougher, but you'd take that. I mean, I'm not an MVP guy. I hate talking about that, but not only will Matt be good, the story's good. Like the Kevin Garnett to the Celtics, that was a great story. It's like this dude deserves Ray Allen, Doc Rivers, Paul Pierce, Ronald. He has earned that. I'm not a big believer in you deserve stuff. You got to earn it. Kevin Garnett had earned the right to be on a notable franchise. Matt Stafford's earned the right. He got a nothing sandwich, and I think he's going to have a terrific year. Still running your business on QuickBooks? Talk about quicksand. The bigger it gets, the faster you sink. Go to NetSuite, offering one-of-a-kind financing programs. NetSuite.com/Herd. H-E-R-D. Peter Schrager, Bob Stoops, all coming up.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovis.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.